We know we had anticipated Judge O'Malley would be here. Who will be presenting on this item? I've heard a few names.
So Brian Taylor and I are
okay.
Pinch hitting for Judge O'Malley. We're not really a good replacement for her, but we'll try our best. So,
all right. Very good.
As it relates to this, the Dependency Council, the first issue took up, and the committee is requesting this committee take action, is the implementation of the recovering of the costs for the collections on these fees from the adults. So what was stated, the options here, is for the programs, each court is setting up their own program to go out and collect the costs of Dependency Council. And once they make the collections, the question is that, you know, they've expended money, all the counties, to set up these programs, and they send this money back to the AOC. So the committee, after a long discussion, is recommending that we approve the process of the courts taking out their collection costs up front and then send over the money back to the AOC, the remaining, for the fund that will subsequently be part of the whatever distribution. So that is the that's the recommendation committee. Brian, is that correct?
Yeah, it follows the enhanced collections unit recovery cost, so it's something that's already established. The procedure follows that.
Mary Beth, do you have any sense of whether they'd ever be remitting revenue under that scenario? I mean, obviously I'm from a smaller court, and I can almost assure you that our costs would be more than what we actually collect, but I didn't know if you did any analysis or survey to determine that.
We've been collecting 6 months. We're making money. You're making money.
We're not in Solano. We have one outstanding bill of $926 for just one party that's been found eligible to reimburse. So I don't expect that we're going to collect enough to reimburse fund our cost for the program.
Most of these parents don't have a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely.
They've been deemed eligible. So the question is if you have the ability to go out and collect, and if you do, and you've already set up this program to do this work, it's only fair that you, if you do get money, that you keep it.
So. I totally agree. I just wondered whether any analysis was done. I don't know how it's currently being, how we're currently getting our costs. Because I see there is a pot of money to disperse back. So are they taking their costs out currently in a similar manner, or do we know?
My understanding is I thought it was being sent over and then you get reimbursed back.
I don't think so, because we incorporated it with our enhanced collections because it's so successful, and then you just capture those costs separately.
Well,
I think there's a variety of ways, Brian. For your $900, you could count your stamp and your postage and, you know, pay yourself back, right? For the collection letter.
We haven't gotten them to pay the $926 yet, so.
Yeah.
So that's the recommendation from the committee. They're asking that this court, this group, adopt that recommendation.
Sherry?
I would move that we follow the recommendation and approve it so that you keep your cost of the program before you submit.
So just so we are clear, this has to do with the process of recovering program implementation costs.
Correct.
And your motion would be to approve option one, Sherry, correct?
Yes.
Is there a second? Judge
second.
Chateau? Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
So the next issue taken up by the committee was the allocation of